You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your co-hosts are Wally, Will T, me, and Ray, who's mysteriously not here, usual.
I know, right? What's going on with Ray, man?
I don't know, man, but nah, just joking. shout out Ray. He will hopefully be back in the building next week.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, my friend?
You know, I'm good, man. You know, it's hard around this time of year when you just trying to find a topic for a team or whatever, because it's a dead season of sports.
It is, man. This is a very dead time. You know, the off-season program is just wrapped up for not only the Skins, but every NFL team. Mm-hmm. So it will be a stretch for us over the next, 8 weeks?
I know, to find a topic, man.
Yeah, for 6 weeks to... Need drama. To devise a topic. Don't be surprised if maybe you don't get an All Skins.
You may not. You may not.
Because there really isn't a whole lot for us to report on or talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Can't you talk about the same things over and over again?
All right, but let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
All right, here are our topics. We'll discuss Jay Gruden calling Alex Smith the smartest player that he's ever coached. At the 10-minute mark, we'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network join us to talk about how the Skins could learn from the Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, Redskins head coach Jay Gruden said Alex Smith is the smartest player. I won't say quarterback. I said he's the smartest player that he's ever coached. Your thoughts?
I mean, that's very complimentary for just watching a guy and helmet and shorts.
Yeah, and from a distance.
Who isn't actually under live game fire. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There are no pass rushers coming at him. There aren't any offensive linemen or running backs missing their blocking assignments. There aren't any wide receivers running the wrong route. So I mean that's heavy praise to give a guy this, you know, early in the, you know, in your off season. Well, off season's over now.
Yeah.
But
mini camps.
Yeah. But I don't understand why coaches just don't undersell and over deliver.
I think it was shots fired. You don't think it's like talking about the prior quarterback?
I didn't want to talk about the prior quarterback, but yeah, I definitely think that shots at him.
Yeah.
You know. Everyone talked. He's even alluded to when he was here, Kirk Cousins, who I'm referring to, the process, where he needs his process. Mm-hmm. You know, he has to go through the process. And Jay Gruden has stated that in the past, he's alluded to since Kirk Cousins was here, that he feels that he wanted to get a quarterback who could run his offense the way he wants it to be run.
Mm-hmm.
And that's stating that Kirk Cousins nor Robert Griffin III were as smart as Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
So Alex Smith, real quick, Alex Smith wasn't on, looks like he will not be on the NFL Network's top 100 list. Are you surprised by that? Like at all?
No.
Like Kirk Cousins on it over Alex
Smith. Here's why.
All right.
Alex Smith, that offense that he played in last year was a lot of dink and dunk.
Okay.
That's the perception anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, whether that's true or not, whether there's stats to prove, I'm pretty sure there are statistics out there that can...
That's way too much work. That's way too much work.
Yeah, that can either...
analytics and whatnot.
Yeah, the analytics out there that can either prove or disprove the perception. But the perception is he checked down to Kareem Hunt. He threw bubble screens to Tyreek Hill. Or he threw jump balls to Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Right? That's the perception. Whether it's true or not, we don't know. Kirk Cousins, people are going to look at that and they're going at what he did last year and they're going to be like, the man had a box of rocks.
Last year, as far as his
offensive skill, from a skill position.
Yeah, put up 4,000.
Put up 4,000 yards. His top threat, Jordan Reed, was inactive for at least 10 of the games.
Mm-hmm.
Terrell Pryor, the guy who was supposed to be the number one, didn't pan out.
Yeah.
And he lost two Pro Bowl wide receivers from who were no longer on the team, and he still threw for 4,000 yards.
Yeah.
And without a what you would refer to as a competent or consistent run game.
Yeah. No, I know. I see your point. I will. Well, here, if I'm thinking from the outside looking in, people have more respect for Kirk Cousins than Alex Smith, obviously, because of the rankings and whatnot. But if you look at, I'm just surprised he's not in the list at all. There's other quarterbacks that you would think, you know, you're half a year in the kid Watson, who I do like Watson. I think Watson is better than Alex Smith, but still half. He didn't play a whole year.
Yeah, he didn't play a whole year.
You know, I'm not a big fan of him. I think there's a lot of, I don't know, there's a lot of bias. Biasness when it comes to the players that pick the top 100. Because some of the people in it, I'm like, I scratch my head over other people. I scratch my head.
I'm not going to lie to you. I have not watched any of that top 100.
I just saw a couple. I didn't see all of it. I just saw some of the picks. Like, to me, I think Trent Williams is better than the dude in Dallas is a left tackle.
Tyron Smith.
Yeah. And I'm not even speaking of being biased. I'm just talking about.
No, I mean, there are some people who would agree with you on that
one. Yeah. Can the Redskins learn from the Stanley Cup champs, Washington Capitals? Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us to discuss this after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports Lane for ages. You dig? Deuces.
Left pocket cross. Marcius Hill left point. Setting it up in the slot. Kuznetsov able to block it away. 5 seconds to go. Eller's going to clear, and it's going to go the distance, and it's going to be down right there. 0.6 seconds left on the icing call. And Vegas will get one more shot at it.
Well, the celebration's beginning on the bench. They can taste it right now. Ovechkin, 1 foot over. He's jumping up and down. He won't have to. He just jumped right over the boards. He won't touch him when this ends.
This is it. Get ready, Washington. It's been a team of destiny. All we need is a puck drop and release the hounds. Eller for the draw. And as the puck drops, the words that DC fans have been waiting to hear since 1974, the Washington Capitals are the 2018 Stanley Cup champions. It's not a dream. It's not a desert mirage. It's Lord Stanley, and he is coming to Washington.
Wow, that gave me goosebumps. I'm serious. John Walton, Capitals play-by-play, dude, like really put me back in the moment. When the Capitals beat Vegas and won the Stanley Cup in Game 5, woo! I feel good, man. I want the Redskins to have that feeling. Anyway, you are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Will T and Ray are out. Will T stepped out. Ray's been out. So right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's good, Lex?
Hey, guys. I'm still like in celebration mode because we had a parade. I'm still waiting for my championship t-shirt. I ordered it at night. I'm still waiting for all my championship t-shirt and my hat and my pants.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stuff I spent on that first initial, the excitement. I can only imagine how much money I'm going to spend in the Redskins get back to that Super Bowl.
Oh, you know what? That's what I thought of when I was at the parade. That's what I thought of, being at the parade. It was just thinking like, wow, if the Skins can win a Super Bowl, like how crazy that would be. Like, you know what I mean? And even like, so I bought a t-shirt, from Modell's with the Capitals, Stanley Cup champions. And like, that it cost like $30. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm paying $30 for the Capitals winning the championship. Could you imagine the Skins did it? How much that t-shirt would cost? You know what I mean? I'm thinking like maybe 40.
Yeah, $50. I mean, think about it. You're going to spend more because you're going to buy everything.
Exactly.
I think the Skins, we have a bigger fan base than the Capitals.
Yes.
But I think what the Capitals did just, kind of united the entire city.
Sure did.
Sports fans, which was unbelievable, which was so great.
Yeah, I totally agree. So speaking on that, Lex, man, the Capitals finally brought a championship to the city. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it was great. I mean, I mean, we've been talking about it. You remember we talked about it on the show. You was like, no dink, double dink.
Yeah, I know. I sure did.
It's crazy, right? And, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, the news today kind of dampened it a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
You know, when the coach comes, you know, very strong, it was kind of disappointing, you know, that you would let the guy, he just won the Stanley Cup, at least in the morning.
Yeah.
So you can do some radio and TV stuff, but I guess he's been doing the parade's over, now business as usual.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think looking at it, like letting Barry Trotz go, you know, letting him, well, him resigning or stepping down, whatever you want to call it, because of the money thing, that going down definitely puts a negative spin on what we felt. But I felt like for the city, like you said, it was great, man, because you got to see something. We got to see something. We didn't get a chance to see as adults, basically, and live through it. Like the Redskins in 91-92 when they won the Super Bowl. Now we see it as adults and really involved and drenched in it. You just imagine, like, okay, if the Skins were a part of this type, if the Skins ever won a Super Bowl, like that feeling, like, you know, that the trials and tribulations, the years that they lost to Seattle in the playoffs, where, you know, Carlos Rogers catches the ball, he has it, that's a pick, and that game is pretty much over. Or, you know what I mean, or RG3 against Seattle when he got hurt, you know, that season was so much hope that year. Like, everyone thought, like, if this quarterback was healthy going into the postseason, that the Skins would be a problem. So, like, years of that and dealing with that, you know, all that would be resolved. All that would be resolved. All that would kind of be like, oh, it's over. Like, oh my God, like, we finally here. We won a Super Bowl. Like, I want that emotion, man. I want that feeling. I want that feeling for the city.
Capital did, Rock, Reyes, you know, all that, everything. I mean, like you said, it galvanized the city. Mm-hmm. You got people that weren't even hockey fans that were supporting these guys.
Exactly.
And, I mean, it was just constant. Every day during the whole Stanley Cup week, you got people at the games and watching it on the big screen. I mean, at Capital One. And then you got thousands of people just sitting outside watching.
Exactly.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean, Washington, the Redskins are the biggest sporting franchise in this area.
Mm-hmm.
It would be unbelievable if Washington was in the Super Bowl. Can you imagine a Super Bowl party at FedEx Field?
Oh, my God.
Watching the Redskins in the Super Bowl and in the Washington, that would be the biggest tailgate party ever.
Ever. It'd be the biggest thing ever. You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene right now. We have Lex Diamonds from Harrison Sports Radio Network. So what do you think the Skins need to do to mirror what the Caps just did? Like, what do they need to do?
They need to go sign Alex
Ovechkin.
First of all, you gotta have Alex Ovechkin. You know, I mean, I've never seen an athlete party as much as he has.
Yeah, I know.
He's been a champion for, what, 2 weeks now?
I know, right?
He's sleeping with the Stanley Cup.
Man, he embracing, I mean, that
he's
thing,
partying,
man.
Drinking. I mean, it's unbelievable the stuff that he's doing. Mm-hmm. But that'd be the first thing. You gotta have a personality. You gotta have a player that's transcending. Like, Alex
Ovechkin
on that team, and I don't know if we had that person.
Maybe Jay. Maybe Jay. No. Maybe not Jay. No. Josh Norman. He's kind of funny.
You have to have somebody that is qualified, and Alex Ovechkin, you know, for years.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
As the top player in NHL, and the only thing he didn't have was that cup. Now that he has it, I think it kind of, you know, it validates him.
Yeah.
Washington doesn't have that player
mm-hmm.
that everybody in the NFL respects.
That's true.
They fear.
That's
you
a good point. That's a good point.
And I think that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
You need that caliber player. Baltimore had it with Ray Lewis.
Yeah, that's true.
The Patriots has it with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you think about the teams that have won
mm-hmm.
championships in the last, what, 10 years
mm-hmm.
in the NFL? They've all had that guy. The Colts had Peyton Manning. The Broncos had Peyton Manning. You know what I'm saying? You got Marshawn Lynch with Seattle. So we need that player. hopefully Alex Smith, he might be the guy.
Yeah, I mean,
we need that guy.
You can say well, he's not. I mean, only because he's an offensive lineman, that's why he won't get the love like that. But Trent Williams is a guy that arguably has always been the best at his position. But he's an offensive lineman. No one really gives off the big uglies any respect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think the other thing, guys, you never hear that continuity. You got to put team first.
Yeah.
That's one thing I noticed about the Caps.
Yeah. So true.
The Eastern Conference Championship and then even in the Stanley Cup Final. Mm-hmm. They played together as a team. And they played hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can see it. I mean, in their eyes, they were very intense.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that laser thing.
Yeah. No,
I think if Washington is going to get back to that level, they have to mirror what they just saw the last 3 weeks of the NHL playoffs. They have to mirror what they saw. They had so much heart.
Yeah.
And we have to display that same. And same time to guys, if the Redskins are going to get back, you know, back to that level, get a celebration, a parade in D.C. One thing, man, it's going to be interesting. The Nationals, they got the first shot of repeating what the Capitals just did. So, and then Washington, you know, even starts in a couple of weeks. So we'll see.
No, I'm with you. Like, I'm totally with you. I think that when you look at I like the points you meant that they got to play for one another. You know what I mean? Like, that's what the Caps did. The Redskins got to have that mentality. We've seen over the last how many years, Lex, that doesn't happen up in FedEx or when they go on the road or whatever. Like, there's a lot of guys who play for themselves. I think that when the Redskins play for each other, like the team that we saw, I'm going to go as far as back to Joe Gibbs part point too. Unfortunately, when Sean Tate had passed, you saw them dudes play for each other. Even when Sean Tate was living that first year, that first row of Mark Brunell and company, LeVar Arrington, and we had LeVar, Sean Taylor, and whatnot, when they beat Tampa in the postseason, like, they play for each other. You know what I mean? Like, this, nowadays, you don't see that same team.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, we saw it this year with the Eagles. The Eagles played.
Yeah.
You know, they lose their quarterback with the last 2-3 games of the season, and they were able to sustain, you know, they had a little bump in the road at the beginning, but they were able to sustain and win that Super Bowl because the guys they stuck together and they believe you can just keep them together. Everybody on that team could help them.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass. They won the Super Bowl. So, you know, if you want to win, man, you got to believe in everybody. You believe that next man up, you're going to do his job. Washington had a lot of injuries last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they kind of went to the third string. You know, you put a lot of pressure on their roster.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to be able to endure all of that.
So you said next man mentality, next man up mentality. Got to have it. So, Is this team on their way to having a parade with some of the moves, acquisitions? So do you think they can play with that kind of camaraderie?
I mean, you go into the new season always with optimism, you know, expecting the best. You got a new quarterback, you got some new weapons. So, of course, you think that this is an opportunity for you to have success. I mean, we're going to know soon because July is finally approaching us. July 1st, next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll know really fast what this team's about.
Yeah,
season games will be here before you know it, and it'll be October, and we'll be talking about whether the Redskins are 3-2 or 2-3 or 4-0 or whatever. So. It's coming fast.
Come on. I know it is. I can't wait. But hey, Lex, before I let you go, let our listeners know about what's going on with you in terms of, you know, the music scene, and also how can they hit you up on social media.
Well, right now, you know, it's off season, guys. Sports, to be that Capital Parade is unbelievable. You know, just getting my mind right. We got Major League All Star Game in D.C.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, it is in D.C.
Which is going to be a big deal.
Oh, you're right.
Yep,
oh, wow.
Big deal.
You're right.
So I definitely want to be in the mix. But just going to the summertime, you know, going to the beach, and just enjoying family right now. always music is always going on. Mm-hmm. Trent Falsetto, one of my artists, is burning up. You know, music scene up until the R&B scene. And, you know, you can follow me all the time on social media, Lex Diamond, mm-hmm. And I'm talking about all kinds of topics. You know, even that, you know what I mean, go on the debate. It's following my feed. I know there'll be something interesting.
Hey, but Lex, man, thanks for being on, man. You know, I appreciate you. We'll have, hopefully we'll have you on next week as well.
Absolutely, guys. I appreciate it. We're 1 week away from power.
I know. Oh, you know, Alex. It's on. Come on. We need to see that trio together. Ghost, Kane, and Tommy. We need to see them together.
You can't forget Tommy.
I know. I was there. I know. I can't. I should have started it off with Tommy because we know Tommy a G.
Yeah,
he's the real deal. All right, Lex, man. Appreciate you, my man.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, man. Again, that is Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network, and he's a consistent contributor to the urban sports scene and all skins, everything. But it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
Millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write, cause I ain't got time. Cause my second minutes, hours go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Pop it, tell the coppers, ha 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 ha. You can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like over red and vodka. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian with long hair, with coconut every year, like smoking the thinnest air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crackers see me. Like, look at that beastie. He's a beast, he's a dog. He's a
man, I love a Millie, man. I love it. You are listening to All Skins, Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Will T and Ray are out. Will T left out, but you know, Will T stays representing the brand, man. We appreciate my man. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins, Everything. Make sure you leave us a comment and rate us. You know, we trying to get our rates up, man. And, you know, our comments up. So keep doing it, man. Keep rating us. And it's for free. There ain't no hustle to it. It's free. It is what it is. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We will feature your comments on the show. So let's start. We have a phone call, a voice message from a Redskin fan.
Yeah, it's me calling from Baltimore. Why are we falling for this used car salesman act that they call Alex Smith? He keep losing his job to unproven rookies. It has to be something behind that. Every team he go to, they replace him with an unproven rookie, but yet the organization sell him to him like he Tom Brady. We ain't taking no tests. He might be the smartest quarterback, but we want skill. We want somebody that can throw the ball. We want somebody that can play. We shouldn't have got rid of Captain Kirk. We should have paid the man that built around Captain Kirk. I'm tired of everybody trying to sell us Alex Smith. Andy Reid got rid of Alex Smith. Harbaugh got rid of Alex Smith. These are good coaches. They got rid of him for a reason. The problem with our organization is we always try to turn somebody into a player when they really ain't got no skills. I'm not saying he's a bum, but I'm saying he's not Kirk. I'd have rather went and got AJ McCarron before we got Alex Smith.
My man said AJ McCarron. That's my man though. T Live on Twitter, man. I know who that is. And it's about Alex Smith. I disagree. We're talking about Alex Smith, man. He wins games. Kirk Cousins hasn't even won a postseason game. Alex Smith has done that. Alex Smith has played well during the season, has won games. Kirk Cousins hasn't done that. Kirk Cousins, if he doesn't win a Super Bowl if he doesn't get to the Super Bowl in Minnesota, then what is Kirk Cousins? Like he failed if he doesn't do that. So this is my thing. We talk about Alex Smith compared to Kirk Cousins and whatnot. Kirk Cousins ain't Alex Smith. All right. I don't care what the top 100 states in terms of the NFL Network's top 100, wherever that states. We know that Kirk Cousins isn't Alex Smith. All right. He's not better than Alex Smith. So, yeah, we can be pissed off that the fan base loves Kirk Cousins because he put up stats. But if your wide receivers like Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson don't think you that dude, then that says a lot about Kirk Cousins. Right. And it's not a knock on him. I hope he does well in Minnesota. I don't wish ill on nobody. I don't. I hope he plays to the highest level. I hope he produces. But I'm just saying that when we're talking about Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith, and I know you're a big Kirk Cousins fan. I got to give you a shout out to your man Fish Smithson, safety for the Washington Redskins. Hopefully he makes the team. Hopefully he gets a chance to produce. So I'm letting you know, T. Liv, you know what I'm saying? I'm with you from B-More. I mean, I'm not from B-More, but you're my B-More homie. And I'm letting you know that I'm rooting for Fish. I'm rooting for him. I think he can ball. I've read up on him. I know he can ball. And in preseason, he balled in preseason. So I'm with you on that. I hope he does get an opportunity. But when it comes to Alex Smith, Jay Gruden is correct. Alex Smith is the smartest player and the smartest quarterback he's ever coached. On our Facebook page, in a Facebook group called Redskins Nation Football Club, the question was posed, you know, was Jay Gruden, when he stated that Alex Smith was the smartest player that he's ever coached, was that true? Or was that Jay Gruden taking shots at Kurt or whatnot? We actually have a lot of responses. Ken Dawson said, nope, just boosting his new player, which I can see that. I can see him boosting boosting Alex Smith. Dwayne Johnson Sr. says, I don't think that Cousins was known to be particularly cerebral. For instance, his clock management showed almost a lack of intellect. Gruden may just be telling it like it is. Agreed. Again, we saw that with clock management. So, we like T. Liv, we could talk about skill, but Kirk Cousins, in terms of clock management, he wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. There are some games out there, the Saints game, and also even before that, I want to say the Eagles game when he took that kneel when he didn't have to, which again, no one knew what he was doing. Brandon Carey said, you can see by his play, he's smart in terms of Alex Smith, of course. Not a shot, not a surprise either. Got to remember, this is the same guy that completed a four-year college degree program in 2 years. Alex Smith. Yeah, agreed. Alex Smith has been that dude. My man Mike Jones says, I believe it when I see it. Again, I get you. You got to prove it, right? You got to prove it. Dominique Hudson said, people were saying Alex Smith wasn't smart coming out of college. So I don't think it was a shot at Kirk. He said players anyway, not QB. If it was a shot, he just hit every player and he coached in his life. Well, good point. It would be for every player. But I will say this, that when you think of the quarterback position and you say intellect, like the smartest player, that tends to go to quarterback. It never tends to go to like offensive lineman. And it's not right. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying when a coach says that or when anybody says that, usually you think of who's the smartest player on your football field. If it's not your coach, it's your quarterback. So that's when we say player, you kind of have to think quarterback, maybe inside linebacker, safety, but 9 times out of 10 is quarterback. Reggie Thomas said, he said smartest player, not quarterback, think player. Again, it goes back to my original point that when you say player, your smartest player, ideally you want to think that's going to be your quarterback. Darius Jackson said that's a fact. A lot of people believe that, you know, Jay Gruden was telling the truth. And I believe that Jay Gruden was telling the truth, because if you look at Jay Gruden's track record, one thing about Jay is that he keeps it 100. You know, Jay Gruden has always been an honest coach. He was blatantly honest about Robert Griffin III. He's honest about Kirk Cousins needing to step up at times. So, you know, regardless of what you may think, Jay has always been an honest and direct coach. So I'm on the side of saying that I don't think it's a shot. I just think that he believes that Alex Smith is probably, like you said, probably the most, you know, the smartest quarterback, you know, he's ever coached. And that's Andy Dalton. That's, again, that's Kirk Cousins. I'm Robert Griffin III. So, and Alex Smith has that in him to be that type of dude. We've seen it while he was in San Francisco. We've seen it in Kansas City. And Andy Reid, all of his coaches said he's an intelligent quarterback. But it's time to close the show. Again, we appreciate you all listening to All Skins Everything with Urban Sports Center. Keep listening to us. Again, keep subscribing to us on iTunes. And also, we're on Google Play, so subscribe to us on Google Play. Look for us. Search us out. Leave us feedback and comments. The show doesn't grow without you all, so hopefully you help us grow. Anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie. Swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag.